Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co. And keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello and welcome to this week's Future Proof Me mini episode.
If you've not heard one of these bite-sized episodes before, the idea is to focus on the most valuable insights, gems of advice, or ideas from our incredible guests, all focusing on the theme of future-proofing ourselves and our careers.
And don't worry, our usual longer episodes are released every second week.
That's for sure. Now to this week's Future Proof Me guest. We've come back to our conversation with the inspiring NASA executive, Trudy Cortez. Trudy had awesome advice, particularly on the topic of calling out gender bias when you're either at the receiving end or seeing it.
Yes, and that's not easy to do, is it?
No, not at all.
It's confronting to have a conversation with someone and share how their words or behaviour may have come across. But as Trudy says, if we don't speak out when we see gender bias in action, then how can we expect the situation to improve?
Exactly. In this really helpful exchange that we had, Trudy starts by talking about working in a male-dominated environment and how, over time, she's learnt the best ways to handle this sensitive topic of biased behaviour.
Here she is now, starting to talk about the lack of senior women at NASA.
The difficult part for me is when I look up, I still necessarily don't see across the board people in the positions that I'm looking to in the future. And the quote I love is, if you can see her, you can be her. And sometimes I look up and I can't see her. And that's important for, I'll just say this for males too. If you can see him, you can be him. There are just a lot of hims already. And we need some of those hers now to look up and say, okay, there's a NASA, you know, administrator who's been a female, and that's not true yet. So it's challenging. It's challenging for sure. I have just found that using my voice to raise awareness for those challenges when they come up, difficult things, is always the best way to go. Because I really believe that sometimes things happen that you might not like, but if you bring it up in a respectful way, oftentimes the issue is there was just a serious lack of awareness of how things were perceived. You know, something might have happened, you thought, oh, that was not okay. And you address it with the person. And usually it's a lack of awareness that led to that situation. And I think the more of us that raise our voices about those types of things, the more that that is going to shift. But if we stay silent about it, it will not shift.
I think that is so important. And yet it is quite hard to do and takes courage. What's your practical advice? Do you do it in the moment, sort of in the same meeting, if you've seen something, or do you then find a moment shortly after where you can get that person quietly one-on-one? You know, what's your practical advice for how others can raise their voice?
Yeah, I think really in especially a sensitive situation, it's really just best to wait, to do it in a timely way, but wait till a one-on-one situation. This goes back to great bosses I had early on in my career that you praise in public, but then you talk through those types of things in private. And I also think that it can diffuse the situation a little bit. If you bring it up in public, that it just can be really embarrassing for the individual. I just don't think that's really the right route to go. And I think it means more to have a one-on-one conversation about that. And I've had to do that, you know, from time to time. And it's usually very effective. And really, I find that if I'm my authentic self and saying, hey, this is what happened and this is how it made me feel, it gets that person's attention. And then it starts a very real, genuine conversation. And then they become more sensitive to whatever that issue might have been.
And have you always been good at having these kinds of conversations, Trudy, or is this something that you've had to learn?
No, I've been terrible at this until recently, and maybe I still even struggle with it. Maybe there's something about turning 50 that you start to go, you know, I have things to say and I'm going to say them. But no, my younger self was not at all good at that. I suppressed a lot. There were times I didn't speak up. It was, to me, it was very, gosh, how should I say this? Conformist. I don't know, go along to get along kind of thing. You know, you're in the midst of your career and you're wanting to do well and grow and thrive. And it's an intimidating situation sometimes to be in, to have to voice some of those things. And so, no, I have not been very good at it. In fact, I'm not particularly proud of some of the techniques I would use in the past, like talk to other people about it and think I might get back to that person. That's not effective, you know, and I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. That's not right. It's not respectful to the individual and it's not effective. And so I've had to learn that really hard learning over long period of time to get comfortable with that.
I've got so much respect for Trudy. You can imagine how in her decades-long career at NASA, how many times she must have been the only woman in the room.
For sure. You know, and I thought it was really valuable also hearing how Trudy's figured out the best way for her to deal with those times when she's felt bias in action. I really agree with the praise in public and talk through more sensitive topics in private approach too.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, that's this mini episode done and dusted.
Stay tuned for our next episode with a big data and AI expert next week. Ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.